In a world that is filled with difficulty and uncertainty, how do we maintain hope? Well, that is a spiritual survival skill that we are focusing on this month here on MyBridge Radio. This morning, we are really looking forward to getting some good mom perspective from one of our favorites. Now, Marilee Bradley is managing a very full house, but she was able to find a quiet room from which to join us this morning. Marilee, welcome back to the conversation.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Okay, so we have not talked since you've added another child to your home. So this is like number seven?
It is number seven. The number of completion. that's what I tell the Lord. That's okay. The number of completion, perfection.
Like I was thinking three or four was complete, but seven? I've got a couple of possible new words that describe you.
Oh, no.
So you can pick between which one you like better. Either compassion crazy or addicted to compassion.
I prefer blessed. Okay. We are right. 100% blessed to get to have these kids. And yes, it has been an unexpected. This was not a call we were anticipating, but we are so thankful that we have another daughter in our home.
Yeah, so they're all God-born members of your family, but biologically you have how many kids and how many have you adopted?
We made two ourselves, and then we have adopted five now.
That's
so,
awesome.
Yes, we are a full house.
That's awesome. Fantastic. So fun. So, in the end, interesting time to do this. Lots of people are playing it safe and not adding things to their lives and not adding expenses to their lives. And you and Brian took on another bite here.
We did. And, you know, we might not have done it, except it was our daughter's biological sister. And so it was the easiest yes we've ever said. She was 100% our family from the moment we saw her. So we are very thankful.
Yeah. So I'm just grateful for you and Brian and your willingness to really serve the least of these. That's very special. And just so appreciate your investment that way.
Thank you. And they're awfully cute.
Marilee, as always, there's all kinds of things that we could talk about this morning, but this morning we want to talk about our spiritual survival skills. So this year on MyBridge, we're talking about spiritual survival skills. We're going to be rolling out six of them. January and February, we talked about the skill, the ability to feed yourself. That was skill number one. Skill number two that we're talking about now is the ability to maintain hope. So before we get into that, I mean, the context that we're in, pretty challenging, hopeful-wise, these days, is it not?
You are not talking to someone who's like, yes, I am nailing this. I am being really awesome at feeling hopeful in all of these circumstances. Like, this is a fight. This is a challenge. Hope seems like a really nice emotion kind of word, but it's a fight for hope right now.
Yeah. So what's the importance when you think about the ability to maintain hope and really honing that skill, which is now would be a great time to do that. What's the importance of hope in a life?
I think hope is understanding that the way it is today is not the way it always will be. The ability to get outside of whatever our current circumstance is and to believe that there is something more, that there is something better. And I think that's such a necessary skill to develop right now. It's such a necessary way to be and way to believe in a time where we can get so focused on the here and now and how scary that seems or how overwhelmed or isolated we feel.
That's a very good perspective, Marilee, as I think about what you just said. The beginning of the pandemic, people were thinking, this is 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's going to turn around, we're going to get back to normal. Well, now that's kind of reversed, and now it's like, are we ever going to, right? So now it's just this ongoing thing that, if we're not careful, can get us thinking that, forgetting the days that were past, there was a pre-COVID, and by God's grace and mercy, there's going to be a post-COVID someday.
And I think the question for a lot of us is, have we put our hope in normal? What is our hope in? Is it our hope in that someday everything goes back to the way that it was, that we don't have to worry about X, Y, and Z that we've been so panicked about? Is that what our hope's in? Because ultimately, that's going to disappoint too. I mean, we were hopeless before this. We struggled with hope before now. So I think this is a good time to just reorient all of that perspective of what is our hope.
Well, and I think about that verse that says, if your strength is weak in the day of trouble, then you're weak, basically. It stands paraphrase, but I mean, so a lot of us got exposed. If our hope struggled big time during this time, it just showed us maybe that we need to do some work in honing that skill of being able to maintain hope. Marilee, as we're talking this morning about the spiritual survival skill number two, which is the ability to maintain hope, I would love to hear your thoughts about the responsibility to be able to hone that skill, right? So again, a lot of times if we're not careful, we can be passive and play the victim. So like in this area, we can just be, man, just it's a hopeless situation. I feel hopeless. And if we were asking ourselves, what are we doing in order to change that? Too often the answer might be nothing, but I guess I'd love to hear your heart about taking responsibility and the importance of taking responsibility to maintain hope.
I think it's a question of what do we think our reality is? Is our reality just the things that we see in front of us? Is the reality the hope of something more? I think that becomes then a stewardship question. Am I living like my hope is for something more? Am I living like my hope is for a better kingdom? Or am I living in a way that says my hopeless in this present circumstance is all that there is. So I think that responsibility really translates into a stewardship question of what am I doing? Am I living like I have hope or am I living like there's no hope in these circumstances?
So what would it look like to live like you have hope?
You know, I'd want there to be joy, right? Even when there aren't joy in our current circumstances, if I'm not focused on that life is just my current moment, then I'm going to have joy because I believe there's something more. So I think we should be people that are characterized by joy that doesn't make sense when you just look at the circumstances around us. And I think it should look too like service, that we're willing to do things that other people aren't willing to do because we're not so focused on just what this present moment looks like and how do we tuck our heads down and just make it through. But we're still thinking about opportunities to love others, to be kingdom-minded.
Marilise, we're talking this morning about spiritual survival skill number two. Well, one of the three things that we're talking about in honing that skill is managing your exposure. What we take in affects what goes on inside of us. Love your thoughts on that, that really managing your exposure in order to maintain hope.
I heard a phrase recently, doom scrolling, when people are just Googling, looking up, reading constantly, like all the worst things that could happen, you know, all of the terrible news. And I think we want to be people who live in the real world. We're called to do that and to be part of the world. But I think we also have to manage how much of that we're taking in. How much are we focusing on all the worst case scenarios and all of the hopelessness of the world? I think we have a limited capacity. We are humans. We're actually not God. We can't actually carry all of the anxieties and cares and fears of the world on us and be able to manage that well. So I think we have to figure out, you know, what is something I can do something about instead of focusing on all of the things that I can't possibly impact? Because I think that's the fastest way to feel hopeless.
Yeah. Last time I peeked at news of any sort, of any persuasion, like no matter what ideology you align around, none of it gives you hope. Like they play on the sensational and the negative and the fear and the possibilities of doom. They don't bring any hope perspective to it. So just take that amount of intake from that kind of perspective is definitely damaging. So Marilee, what about in terms of kids? It's one thing to kind of manage your own exposure as adults. What are your thoughts on parents being diligent to make sure that they're managing their kids' exposure also? Do you do anything in terms of like how much news that they get exposed to, or most of your kids are pretty young, social media that they intake? How do you process through that kind of exposure, managing their exposure that way?
We don't have a lot of unattended news going on. If there's news, there's typically an adult in the room. And so we're able to help talk our kids through that. We don't want them to be unaware of what's going on in the world, but we want to help provide them with a godly filter for those things. Those are open conversations. And especially for our kids that are in public school, asking them, so did this come up today? Did your class discuss this? You know, what perspective did you get so that we can help talk through those things so that they don't focus on just the hopeless aspects?
Marilee, we're talking this morning about our second spiritual survival skill, the ability to maintain hope. We talked about managing your exposure in order to maintain hope. Let's talk about meditating on truth in order to maintain hope. Those two kind of go together. Like you're managing your exposure on the negative, but you, and part of buffering that is meditating or being aware of and talking about and interacting around what's true.
Obviously, I mean, I think scripture is the biggest piece of that, is making sure we've got an intake of that coming in to counter a lot of the hopelessness. And I think even just being aware of the things that we take in, like oxygen, we don't even think about it, the background noise of our world. Are we being conscious of what that is? Do we have scripture up where we can see it? Do we have things playing on the radio that are edifying to what we want to be thinking about, what we want our kids to be hearing, to be mindful of what that environment is all around us too? And is that focused on truth and on hope?
As you think about what we've kind of walked through, what's true about God that has helped you kind of look at what's going on around us in a way that kind of helps you keep your sanity to some extent?
I have to remind myself that He is the same yesterday and today and forever. The things that were true of Him when life seemed normal are true of Him today. So what does that look like even if my circumstances look really different and my reality looks really different? Is God still in charge, or did I just have an easier time thinking He was in charge when life made more sense to me personally?
So true. Another one for me has been, this didn't catch God off guard, and He has tremendous purpose and intention. All the verses and the promises of Scripture are still true. God causes all things to work for the good of those who love Him, called according to His purpose.
Yeah, we are not promised a life without suffering.
Right.
And I think for some of us, that has become more of a realization as things get harder, that, okay, God is still there, and in some ways feels more present in these times when I'm struggling than when things looked really easy.
Right. That's part of the truth that we have to be careful to bring in. Part of the truth that we need to be meditating on is to not get surprised by suffering and hardship and difficulty. The Bible clearly says, in this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I've overcome the world, but there is going to be trouble that you're going to deal with on this side of heaven.
Right. If my hope is based on thinking I'm not going to suffer, that's a false hope. That is guaranteed to disappoint me, and I'm going to think that God doesn't love me if I think the way He proves His love is that my life is easy. Finding that real source of our hope that is consistent and faithful even through suffering, that's what we're looking for.
Marilee, we're talking this morning about our second spiritual survival skill, which is the ability to maintain hope. We've got three things that we've been really encouraging the My Bridge Radio family to hone. One is the ability to manage your exposure. The second one is the ability to meditate on truth in order to maintain hope. The third one is super practical. Move your body in order to maintain hope. I mean, in the midst of this pandemic, shutdowns, lockdowns, stay-at-home orders, all those kind of things, many people are gaining weight, are getting out of shape, no access to gyms. Some people used to go to gyms. We were physically built and made to move. And so we function best both physically and emotionally when we're moving.
Yes. Okay. So this is a very practical thing for me, but I would say when I am feeling most hopeless, the quickest boost I can give myself is to go clean the bathroom. It goes immediately from my life feels like chaos and out of control and I can't manage anything and it's always going to be like this to, okay, I have made this one little corner of the world a little bit better. I can do something practical. It feels like something real. And I think while I am not a big exercise person, there are definitely things that I think are tangible that involve our bodies that connect us to the actual world, the things that we can control rather than just living in our hopelessness and our anxiety. So for me, that's a quick thing that I know. If I am really struggling with feeling hopeless, with feeling worried about the world, what's a practical, tangible thing that, yes, it does involve my body? I'm a stress cleaner. If I'm listening to a Husker football game, I'm also mopping because it stresses me out so bad. Like, these are the things that I have to do with my body to manage some of that so it doesn't just build up. So I agree, but some of us are not joggers. That's just the way that God made us.
All right, so My Bridge family, to really hone this part of the skill of move your body, you can either exercise if you're with me or you can clean if you want to be with Marilee. Marilee, we've had a great conversation this morning about that second survival skill, which is the ability to maintain hope. You are so good about speaking specifically to the heart of moms out there, and you being one yourself seven times over. As we end, would love for you just to give a word of encouragement, a word of hope to moms out there that are listening this morning.
this time is rough on moms. I was telling my husband the other day, I think I could write down the names of 30 women I used to see regularly that have just disappeared from my life. Not because we had any kind of falling out, but just because, you know, the ways we used to see each other, we can't sit together at our kids' basketball games, and you know, the things that we used to do together are just gone. So I think this is a very difficult time, in some ways uniquely for moms, and definitely uniquely for moms that are at home with their kids. My thought this morning was a word of wisdom somebody gave me at one point when I was struggling with some difficult emotions, which hopelessness definitely is a very difficult root emotion. And she said to me, what if your feelings are just your feelings? And they don't have to be the indicator of truth. They don't have to be good or bad. They're just feelings you're experiencing. And you can understand where are they coming from and be curious about them, but they don't have to determine your reality. I would love for other moms to have that moment today, that if you're feeling isolated, if you're feeling hopeless, if you're feeling anxious and depressed about the way things are right now, it's okay to have those feelings, and they don't determine the truth of who God is. If we can take a moment and think about those things that are true about God and about who He is, even in the midst of whatever our feelings might be, I think that's a grounding perspective that a lot of us need right now.
Well, Marilee, it has been great as usual having you on The Conversation. Thank you so much for the time that you've spent with us this morning and for the very practical tips on how we can be helping our families maintain hope when times are hard.
Thank you. It's good to talk to an adult.